You are listening to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say here in season 6 of the TTPA. With the wonderful commentary of the Mishnah elucidated, we're going to take our spring hiatus, God willing, in a couple of weeks when we come to Passover. We're going to take our spring recess, our Passover break, and then, God willing, we'll finish up hopefully before the end of the school year, and then, God willing, next year, we'll hopefully have a different commentary to hopefully go about season 7, God willing, if God permits. Let's start. Chapter 5, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, paragraph Aleph. We always start with the introductory phrase, Kol Yishvei Yishem Chelik L'Olam Haba, Shemar V'Amech, Kulam Tzadikim L'Olam Yirshu Aretz Netzer Mat Ay Masi Yadai L'Hispa Er. All of Israel is a share in the world to come. As it is said, and your people are all righteous, they shall inherit the land forever. They are the branch of my planting, my handiwork in which to take pride. We all have the ability to inherit the land. We have to do what we can in our land to make sure that we actually do inherit it in our own life. This chapter consists mostly of numerical lists. It begins with a list of 10 items and then moves on to lists of 7 items and then lists of 4 items. With 10 divine statements, the world was created. Everything in the universe was created by the word of God. The Mishnah teaches that God used 10 statements in the process. These 10 statements are found in the first chapter of the Torah, the words Vayomer Elokim, God said, appear 9 times in that chapter. Each one introduces another statement. For example, Hashem said, let there be light. In Pasuk Gimel, Hashem said that there be a firmament. In Pasuk Vav, the 10th statement is Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Aretz. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, which represents a statement of its own because heaven and earth were created through the word of God. As is written clearly elsewhere in Tehillim, by the word of God, the heavens were made. Rav and the Gra point out, it's as if the Torah stated, God said, let there be the heavens and earth, as Rambam points out. These are the 10 statements. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the first verse, let there be light. In the third verse, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Verse 6, let the waters be gathered into one area. Verse 9, let the earth sprout vegetation. Verse 11, let there be luminaries in the firmament of the heaven. Verse 14, let the waters swarm with swarming living creatures. Verse 20, let the earth bring forth living creatures. Verse 24, let us make man. Verse 26, behold, I have given you all herbage yielding seed. Verse 29. What does this tell us? What can we learn from the fact that God used so many statements to create the world? Rabbi Yonah points out, could it not have been created with just one statement? God could have created the world with a single statement, let there be heaven and earth, light, a firmament in the midst of the waters, etc. Rambam points out, 10 statements were used only to punish the wicked who destroyed the world, which is so important that it was created with as many as 10 statements. The wicked literally ruined the world because they increased the number of sins, and if the total number of sins exceed the total number of mitzvahs, the world faces destruction, as Rav points out in the second approach, and also see Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva. A different explanation, when the Mishnah says the wicked destroy the world, means that a wicked person destroys himself, because a single person is the equivalent of a world, as the sages say in Sanhedrin. The Torah considers anyone who destroys a single life as though he has destroyed an entire world, as Rav points out in the first approach and Rambam commentary. So we give great punishment to the wicked who destroy the world in those statements, so we need a lot of statements, and to give great reward to the righteous who support the world, which is so important that it was created with as many as 10 statements. The world was created only so that man should do what is right in the eyes of God. Thus, the righteous who obey God's will fulfill the purpose of creation, thereby justifying the world's continued existence. As Rabbi Yonah points out, here too the world may alternatively be understood as referring to the righteous person himself. By using multiple statements, God shows the importance of the world and by extension the guilt of the wicked who ruin it and the merit of the righteous who sustain it, as Rambam points out. So do what you can to make sure that there are good statements in the world, that there are good items and good deeds in this world. Do what you can to bring good to the world every day, to bring light to the world in all of your days, every single day. Do good, bring good, make the world a better, more lit place every single day. Join us next time as we talk 10 generations here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.